Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Are You Fit, a show about promoting health and instilling togetherness. My name is Michaela, and tonight's show is about Cannabis Women's Alliance. And I have on tonight CEO and founder Morgan of Cannabis Women's Alliance, and she's going to talk to us about how she created the alliance and how it's helping women, along with sharing her thoughts on the future of the cannabis industry. So welcome, Morgan. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Michaela. How are you?
Great. I'm so glad to have you on tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. This is a great opportunity to talk about some things that we're really passionate about here in Washington State, and that's cannabis and women and business. Yeah, so thank you.
Welcome. So let's do this. I wanted to start off first just because, you know, you did kind of share me your bio that we have in the show description, and I just think it's amazing already your past work history, what you've been able to do, and then even though you've transitioned to really focusing on the cannabis industry, just thought it would be neat to share with the listeners a little bit of that background.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's completely my design. I think that when you have opportunities put in front of you, it's up to you whether you want to take them or not. And I believe in taking a lot of risks as far as business goes, and cannabis industry is just the icing on the cake that I've already been baking my whole life. So, yeah, which part did you like the most?
No, well, like, I mean, you even had, well, first of all, you before you decided to start the Cannabis Women's Alliance, you know, you were the president of the Marijuana Business Association, but even before that, you were doing other stuff, so I wanted to see if we could touch a little bit on that, like, you know, Hidden City Entertainment, all those different things that you kind of did briefly.
Sure, sure. Well, I think one of the greatest things that I've been able to work with some amazing people. I mean, that's really what you need to do is surround yourself with some really good talent or people that you want to emulate and be around and model for success. And, you know, the industry, the Hollywood industry, really interested me back in the 80s. And I was fortunate enough to go to Hollywood and work with the legendary Todd Masters on special effects and prosthetic for movies and TV. And so I got to walk some red carpets, and I got to meet some Hollywood movie stars and live a fabulous life for a little while. But, you know, it just wasn't everything for a long time. And so I decided to regroup and come back up to Seattle, and met with Peter Atkison, who was one of the lead guys with Pokemon, and he started Hidden City Games, that then became Hidden City Entertainment. And it was a little, it was a trading card game for girls, for little young women who were looking for inspiration and self-respect, and so I got involved with that, where I got to travel all over the world, and that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed traveling.
That sounds so very cool, just in what you already have done in the past. So what made you come, like, all the way into this, like, you full circle? What even, like, so you started back with the Marijuana Business Association. Why did you even get into that? And then how did that lead into you creating the Cannabis Women's Alliance?
Well, my good friend, Dave Rines, who started the MJBA back at the turn of legalization, you know, really wanted to bring people together. He's an old media guy. And I had been growing cannabis for 5 years and was really passionate about the medical industry and the community that was here in Washington. And, you know, really between the two of us decided that that would be a really a great partnership. And he hired me on, and we started having regularly scheduled meetups every month for all the new cannabis businesses that were looking for connections. And I tell you, it's been a really crazy ride, you know, seeing through all the medical, which has now been decimated here in Washington, and we're looking, you know, to solve some of the problems that are still lingering surrounding that. And so we want to do that through good business practices, and the only way to do good business is to get together and talk about what's good and what's working and what's right. And I noticed the big need in just the MJBA for women. There are some wonderful women organizations in the cannabis industry, and we decided that this was a good time for women to get together just through the MJBA, and later we spun off because it just got too big to handle. And so now we have a fine group of women leaders, and we're totally separated from MJBA, but we still have a fond affection and working relationship with all the men in the industry as well. But we want to do something a little bit different with the women.
That's awesome. Like, and so how does the Alliance help women?
We get together every 6 to 8 weeks, and we talk about some things that are really important to women, and specifically the cannabis industry. Our new passion this year has been our three value proposition, and that's to give, to learn, and to honor. And we're doing that by finding a charity. Our last charity was the Hoff Foundation, where we gather clothing for sex trafficked women who are in work training. You know, that's just one example of the way we're going to be giving back to our community and back to women. We also learn. We want to give workshops, provide education for women, whether it's business planning or whether it's a class on social media, which we'll be hosting next month on June 25th. And then we honor women because there are so many incredible pioneering women that have come before us. And we want to recognize them and give them the props and the accolade to let them know that they've been really instrumental in helping some of us achieve our goals. You know, we lead by example. And so we're doing that through some of the honoring programs that we have coming up.
That is very nice. I wanted to ask you, I'm not sure if you know, but like you're talking about there were a lot of other pioneering women in the industry beforehand. Is there any names off the top of your head that are out there? Because I personally, like, I feel bad. I don't know of anybody that, like, off the top of my head that in the industry that have been before us really leading the way.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we have an event coming up on May 25th, and here we'll be honoring Joy Beckerman. She is, her company is called Hemp Ace, and she was instrumental in helping us get legislation passed to even open the door for hemp research. I mean, hemp is going to be a huge industry. It should be. I mean, it's crazy that we're not there yet. But this woman has been absolutely giving her life, giving her energy, her effort. She shows up everywhere. She provides education on hempcrete and, you know, just praises it and gets it out into the mainstream. And, you know, it's women like that that we want to encourage because she's making a huge difference and she's leading. And that's what we love. I mean, there's tons of women I could mention. I mean, there's just so many. Do you have any that you've known?
No, that's what I was asking. I feel like a total, like, I love supporting cannabis, hemp, all of that. I'm very pro on all sides because I can see the benefits, have seen the benefits myself, my personal experience when I was in Seattle. And I'm just like, you know, there's just been so much stigma and lack of education. So, you know, to know that there are people out there, whether it's women or men, that are pushing for this, you know, for all of us.
Oh, yes. The women grow amazing cannabis. I mean, you should see all the women we have, you know, in Washington State that are your growers, they're your processors and your retailers. And we really want to let them shine, you know, and the best way to do that is to get everybody together because every time we leave an event, we feel more empowered. We feel stronger. We feel, you know, that we can do whatever it takes because it kicks your ass, this industry. It really does. I mean, it takes it out of you.
Right.
We work so hard. I mean, people, you know, in this industry, we carry, it's not just what we do, it's our life. You know, you show up for events, you got to participate, you got to get connected, you know, and I really encourage everybody, not just women, but men and women, to get involved in this industry because we need it. You know, we need legalization. We needed to have cannabis removed from Schedule 1. That's just ridiculous, you know, and so that's what we need. We need regular people to get into the industry and learn all that it can so that they can help us.
I wholeheartedly agree. I have another question. I still have a bunch of questions for you, Morgan, but here's another one for you. Besides wanting to just be a businesswoman, business person in this industry, like, why did you decide to make one of your focus as being an advocate, like being in the forefront to help, you know, push these things? I mean, you could have just sold the stuff. Like, why was that so important to you?
Because it's a whole new industry. You know, there's never been a time in history, you know, since the beginning of rock and roll that we've had a new industry come into light. And I want everybody to understand that cannabis is not evil. It is not, it is a great source of happiness, health, you know, just really good plant. And why it is illegal and why our brothers and sisters are going to prison is ridiculous. And when you get mad, you actually want to do something about it. And that's why so many of us got involved. Not only do we see the opportunity for ourselves and to provide a different life for our family, but it's a whole new world. And it's really exciting. And, you know, when you get together, you can really affect change. And I think that's what I'm most passionate about. Is just, yeah, we need it.
Well,
we need a revolution.
Right. Well, the thing is, too, like the fact that, like you just said, you know, you took your anger and, you know, you're channeling it in a way that is productive, you know, and making something happen bit by bit.
That's right. And, you know, you put your whole heart and your sweat and your livelihood and people have so much money into this. And, you know, there's still a lot of fracturing of this industry that needs to be put back together. But I think women can help with that. I mean, really, there's a lot of competition out there, but there's also a lot of cooperation. And women seem to do it really well right here.
Okay, well, here's another question I have for you, because I know that I dealt with this when I first was standing up for the cause with a lot of my colleagues in the medical community. As far as, like, have you and other women in the alliance discussed, like, the stigma that you possibly had to go through from others for supporting such a cause? Because I know I kind of got that feeling. Like, I mean, my colleagues that I knew, it's not that they exactly didn't support marijuana or anything like that. It's just that they definitely didn't want to talk about it, let anybody know about, like, patients or anything. They were just not going to bring that in their practice or discuss it. It just felt like it was still taboo even a couple years ago. And so that was my question to you. Did you guys deal with that? And what were those comments that, you know, and how do you guys push through that even still?
Well, I don't know that, you know, I've experienced too many comments. I've been pretty vocal about what I do and, you know, pretty shameless about doing it. But it wasn't always that way. You know, we've all hidden the closets and changed our names and had to, you know, talk in code back in the day. And some of us still feel like we have to. And that's what's so horrible about it. And the stigma is just, it doesn't help that we have people out there who are not, you know, forwarding the cause. If we had more, I don't want to say straight-laced or square, but more average-looking people having a joint and smoking weed and enjoying it as opposed to a glass of wine, it would help change that stigma, you know. I think that, you know, intelligent people who smoke cannabis can actually help the world because they can solve so many problems. You know, Tommy Chong said that, and I think he was right, you know, and we need those people to come out of the closets and not be afraid of saying, I enjoy cannabis. I enjoy it because it's healthier for me. I enjoy it because I can think clearly. I enjoy it because it helps my pain. You know, there's so many other reasons. You just got to say it and not be afraid to say it.
I agree on that. I mean, I've looked up before. I mean, so many geniuses that were out there that actually that was their choice, you know, to use. I have another question that is random but relates, I think, because I think this is a big deal that a lot of people want to bring up. And I have children of my own. What do you say to the people that, like, you know, they still want to classify marijuana as a drug or that somehow we are teaching our youth something that's negative and bad? Like, I mean, what is, like, how do you guys promote that? Like, what is your positive messages when it comes to children and things like that?
If you look at it more as an agricultural product, we have farmers in Eastern Washington that are growing cannabis as a family farm. It's just like baling hay or, you know, growing your hops for your beer. Why can't we tell our children that this is what we're doing? You know, why can't we, if we can grow, you know, tomatoes, why can't we grow cannabis? I mean, there's so many things that we've done to this plant to make it such an evil taboo that it's ridiculous. And when we tell our kids that it's something to be afraid of, we're only, you know, making them want to try it. I think we had this, you know, this conversation earlier. Tell them what it is. Explain to them what it does, you know. You don't have to be afraid of it, but you need to talk about it. You absolutely need to talk about it. And your children don't need to be, you know, taking cannabis when their brains are developing. We all know that. It's sensible.
Right.
You don't get kids drunk. But if a kid accidentally eats a brownie, he's going to go to sleep. He's not going to be having his stomach pumped for over excess of alcohol
right. Or
drugs. You know, so yes, we don't want children unless they're, of course, medical patients with epilepsy, which, you know, the benefits of cannabis for people with traumatic diseases or seizures that can be alleviated with cannabis.
Right, or even like eating disorders like anorexia, you know?
Yeah, a whole
so many things.
But common sense, you know, it's not for children, it's for adults, and it's for medical patients. You know, if it's not one of those, then, you know, talk about why you want to use it or why you need it. But it's not a bad thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Agreed. So I wanted to, this is a twofold. I was going to ask you, where do you see the future of the cannabis industry going? But at the same time, I kind of want to jump back because you were talking in the beginning about there's a lot of things you guys are working on over there in Washington State, like especially what stuff is going on. I guess like for people that are not over in Seattle area and they're in the rest of the nation around the world, I guess I wanted to, if you could highlight some of the things that you guys are working on and going through right now, and then we can jump to the where do you see the future of it going.
Are you talking about the Cannabis Women's Alliance, what we're doing?
No, like just in general, like the law stuff going on, the legal stuff, all the like that you said that they decided to take out medical and stuff. Yeah, like I mean, I know we don't got a lot of time, but like even maybe a brief on it.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm the total expert. It changes all the time. It changes every day.
Okay.
Unfortunately, what's happened in Washington State is that early on we had a medical system that wasn't fully regulated, and so when 502 passed, that was one of the things they put in place, was a strict regulations, which pretty much didn't leave a whole lot of room for the medical patients, for the medical operators to find a path into the new system. And so what we had is we started out with a bunch of businesses with no cannabis experience and a lot of cannabis growers that were looking for the financing that they really needed to open up a legal business. So it's just been really hard. It's been traumatic and it's been messy. You know, in different states, they've come about it at different angles. As you know, Colorado came at it with just go ahead, and they started right away. And Oregon took a different approach. And so here in Washington, we're still doing a lot of jockeying for position. And so what's going to happen in July, there's going to be some sort of medical compensation or way to get medicine through the 502 stores. I don't know all the updates and what's happening right now, but hopefully we can find a bridge to serve all of our needs.
I agree. I mean, because it just leaves those people in limbo, I feel. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Everybody's kind
absolutely.
Of, yeah. Okay,
when you
so where do you think,
what cannabis?
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, when you've seen cannabis help people, when you've seen the medical benefits of cannabis, you want people to have that. You know, you just do. And so we have to find a better way to serve both. So that was all I had to say.
Well, I'm so, I'm all about health and wellness. I mean, this show is about health and wellness, and I feel like it's a right. It's not even... But bottom line, we have the right to choose our medicine, and that's very important. We've been denied for so long, and
mm-hmm.
right. So I'm just glad that people are working on it. You know, despite them stepping on our rights, that there are people working at it and willing to come out now more and more and more. So that's a good thing. But where do you see the future of the industry going? At least even in Washington State, like, or even what are your hopes for it?
Well, I hope that Washington State will get it all together, which I have all. I'm just going to say that it's going to, because, you know, once you speak it, it comes back. And as far as the rest of the world, I really hope that we can just remove it from Schedule 1. There's talk right now that it may be descheduled or put into a different class. But honestly, it's just going to depend on what happens with this next presidential election. I mean, everything could go up in smoke, if you will. But
right.
But we'll see. We'll see. My hope is that that cannabis is removed and that we all can open up our businesses and do good business, get rid of the black market and the drug lords, and make it available to everyone.
I'm going to send a lot of good intentions and good wishes for that as well. Another thought, Morgan, I was thinking how long actually has the Cannabis Women's Alliance been going right now?
I just saw on my Facebook memories post that we had our very first one 3 years ago this month.
Hey, congratulations. Right on.
Thank you. And we have grown substantially, but we've just launched our new mobile app, which is where you will find all the ladies and their businesses listed. So part of membership is you're able to communicate directly with other people in the directory, whether they're retailers or growers or processors. And then we also have an events page where the events are, not just our events, but all the events that are happening. It's just an awesome tool. So we're trying to keep that going, get up to date with all of our newsletters and special offerings. But honestly, we just want to get women together every couple months just to talk about what's going on.
Now, another question, is the Cannabis Women's Alliance, like, even though it's based in Washington, is this, like, with the app, is this where other women businesses can join in from other parts of the nation, or is this strictly for Seattle area?
The app is supposed to be the one that's going to help us get into those other states. We have been in Colorado, and we have been in Oregon. We've had some wonderful luncheons with some fabulous guest speakers, and so the app is going to bring us all together. Right now, we're just honing it down since we did have a bit of a name change when we spun off from MJBA. So we're just regrouping now. This will be our second event on May 25th. It's called The Power to Sustain. We're going to talk about sustainable businesses and how it's good for all of us. We'll be talking about social media, and then we'll be honoring Joy Beckerman, who I mentioned earlier, and her new hemp legislation. So, yeah.
Nice. That's all just a lot of exciting, busy. I wanted to ask you, and this, and I mean, you've been doing this for quite a while, supporting the cannabis industry, but even in the last 3 years with the Cannabis Women's Alliance, what is one of, like, if this that sticks out, one of your favorite memories of just, like, so far of what you've been doing? Like, what sticks out? Like, one of your proudest moments of just being able to create this for other women?
It always comes back to honoring the other women that have gone before me. I mean, honestly, that's when I get the most joy, because they amaze me, you know. And when you give a woman a pat on the back and say, way to go, good job, that's what makes me feel the best, you know, is when we inspire and empower. And because I wouldn't have been here if it weren't for them, you know. And it is true that I love the men that had helped me get here. I learned how to grow cannabis. I did that for 5 years. And that's a lot of work. You know, that's a lot of work. And I think, you know, the men in my life who have got to me to all the skills that I needed to get to where I'm going. But honestly, the inspiration has come from the other women in my life that have been able to pull me forward or push me. You know, when they get your hands on your back and they push you into something, you're really scared and nervous, then you know it's right.
Right.
Then you know this is where I need to be. And so I thank those ladies, and they know who they are.
That just gives me goosebumps. Like, I resonate with that. And what I love about it is, you know, women, we can go both ways, where we can uplift each other to the stars and further, or we can be that catty, competitive way, which is so not needed. And it's nice to know that, you know, there's women doing this, that we are actually, like, wanting to come together and raise each other up. And in turn, like, everybody benefits, women, men, the children, earth. Like, that's awesome. Instead of, like, fighting each other, there's no reason for it, you know? Bring the resources
together. Exactly. And it's not to say that it doesn't happen. There are some catty ladies out there who really aren't necessarily for the advancement of women. They're just more interested in themselves and pushing their own agenda, which is sad, you know, because the cannabis plant doesn't want that. Not looking forward to that. It is a plant that brings people together. And so, you
right.
know, it also helps a lot of people with mental illness. And so sometimes you get some crazy people in the industry, but that's just part of any industry, right? You're always going to have somebody. Yep, for sure.
Right. Well, okay, here's one more question for you. I wanted to ask you, what advice do you have for others who want to pursue their passion in the cannabis industry?
Get involved now. Start showing up at the meetings that are held. If there's not one, you have the meeting. Bring people together that are already interested. Maybe they're smokers, maybe they're not. You'd be surprised at how many business people are in this organization that aren't people who actually ingest or smoke cannabis. But they love the business part of it. They see it as an opportunity, you know, to help other people and to provide for their family. I mean, and now we can honestly say out loud that cannabis sent my child to college. You know, I mean, we need to be able
right.
to say these things out loud, you know, quit hiding the fact that some of us have made a decent living. None of us are rich. I just want you to know that nobody in the cannabis industry is rolling in dollars quite yet. Well, some of the retailers, maybe. They all have new cars. But some of them are really struggling, you know. Some of them are really, really struggling. And I would encourage people who want to get into the industry, go to a retail shop and feel what that's like to, you know, to liberate yourself into buying an ounce or a gram. Sorry, it's usually just grams, that you can get it out there, and it's good stuff, you know. So shop local.
Agreed. 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 I miss it so much.
That's
the one thing. I can't wait till they just. Yes, you guys are so lucky over there. I do miss it. I will say that. But I just look forward to the day when it just is across the board. Morgan, do you have anything else that you would want to share with our listeners? Any closing thoughts? Anything else you want to let them know before we get going?
I would just ask that everybody who's listening to do their part, get involved with the cannabis industry. Don't be afraid. Be proud of the fact that we have an opportunity to change the world, to change the industry, to change the economy. You know, just get involved and get it removed. This is not a dangerous drug. This is not on the level of heroin. It needs to be revisited. So if anybody with a brain, get involved, join us. We'd love to have you.
Good points, Morgan. Like, you touched on two big points that I'll just finish off with, but the economy, that alone, I'm not saying that it's going to completely end the debt, but imagine how much it would definitely help. And then just even in the health and wellness sector, I mean, how many things we could turn around. I mean, I could jump into more with nutrition, but I mean, just those two things alone right there
are just
huge health reasons and yeses, you know?
Yeah, health and beauty. I mean, you think about now that you can put cannabis on your skin and you won't get high, but yet your skin can rebuild itself. There's all kinds of new products that are going to be coming out. There's lube and there's edibles and drinks and dabs and just all kinds of things that people can try now. It's going to be crazy. It's great.
Ah, crazy good. Morgan, I just wanted to say thank you so much for taking the time to come on and share with my listeners more about the Cannabis Women's Alliance and just, you know, the cannabis industry in general. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And if anybody's in Seattle wants to join us on May 25th in Seattle, we have our Power to Sustain, and I am talking to the ladies on this one.
Awesome, awesome. And just for the listeners out there, I just wanted to remind you, all the information that you need to learn more is on the show description. Her website is www.cannabiswomensalliance.com, and you can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's all here on the show description. With that, I just wanted to wish you guys all a healthy, great week, a happy week. And with that, big, big hugs. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.